Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. We are going to, Amir Tzashem, finish off Simen Reish Ayin Zayin in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we are at the very top with the Mechaber Sif Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, Mutter Lahaniach Ner Shel Shabbos Mibod Yom Agabi Ilon V'yidlak Shom B'Shabbos. It is permissible for a person to place before Shabbos on a tree a candlelight and have it lit there on Shabbos. Because we're not concerned. We don't have to worry over here. When the candle goes out, that he's going to take the candelabra, the candlestick from over there, and therefore, since he's taking it from the tree, one isn't allowed to take something from the top of a tree on Shabbos, because this is a special din that we'll learn about, that you can't take things from a tree, and therefore, we have no concern over here, because you can't remove the candlestick, because it is muktzah. So therefore, in this situation, if you lit it before Shabbos and put it in the tree, assuming, of course, it's safe to put a candle in a tree, then there is no problem over here of leaving it there on Erev Shabbos, because you can't move it on Shabbos. We don't have a chashash that you'll come to remove it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chaf, the Ha Kaimalon, because we will learn, the Ner Shaliko Bo Biosa Shabbos Osa Latatlo, because a candle that is lit on Erev Shabbos is now muktzah as it comes into Shabbos. It's migud yiskatzoi. Ve'en ha-shmashos yiskatzoi kol ha-yom kula. So this candle is muktzah all Shabbos long, and therefore, afilu li'acha shekoba, even after the light goes out, the candle goes out, the candelabra, the candlestick, is still muktzah. Okay, the lekamon b'simen rei shayin tes, as Amir Tzashem will learn in an upcoming shiur. Dishva number 42 brings down, Legabe Kalim Hamutarim Lashimish B'Shabbos. If this were a utensil that you would be allowed to use on Shabbos, so then we're going to learn in Shin Lamed Vav, Sha'asu Lahanichim Alo Ilam B'Erev Shabbos. Then you're not allowed to place something on a tree on Erev Shabbos if you're going to come to use it potentially on Shabbos. Shemitoh Shehu Mishtamish Behem Tomid. If it's something that you routinely use on Shabbos, we do have to be concerned that you're going to take it down from the tree on Shabbos, which is not allowed. However, he does bring down from a Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shahinu Dafka Bekelim Shirigilim Lishtamish Mem Tomit. This is something that you routinely use on Shabbos, and therefore you shouldn't place it on a tree on Erev Shabbos. For example, if you're dealing with over here a candle that a person would be allowed to move on Yontif, or if it's some other type of a thing that you are going to take from the tree on Shabbos or Yontif, so then you're not allowed to place it there on Erev Shabbos. However, something that is not going to routinely be taken off from the tree on Shabbos, so then there is no problem in hanging a basket, for example, or having some other type of a utility of a tree on Erev Shabbos when you're not having any risk or likelihood that you're going to end up using it on Shabbos. There's no issue specifically to go and put things on a tree on Erev Shabbos. Continues and he writes, however, avol ein meinichin ner shel yontif agabi ilon, for the exact reasoning that we just explained, we'll understand this machava very well. You're not allowed to put a candlestick on a tree on yontif, on the tree, the shokil, because you're allowed to take it off, umanachle, and you're going to put it there and take it off, and therefore you can end up using the tree on yontif, and it's not allowed. Mishnah Berurah explains, in Siv Katan Chaf Aleph, wrote Shlomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, afilu lahanicho me'erv yontif, not only can you put it there on yontif, you're not allowed to put it there on erev yontif, ukidle kamon besimin tov kuf yedalid, sif vav, as we will learn in Mirtz Hashem, we get to those halachos. The issue for number 43 brings down, that it will explain over there, should be Yom Tov Atzmo Osu Lanicho. On Yom Tov itself, you can't place it on the tree. Mishum Sha'af HaNochas Aner Ala Ilon Nechshevetz Kishimosh Be'ilim. Because when you place something on a tree, on Yom Tov or Shabbos, of course, it's as if you're using the tree, which you're not allowed to do. And he says, the reason for the Gzeira, Shalo L'shtamish Be'ilim, why can't you put something on a tree? What are we concerned about? So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Vav is going to tell us, the Chazal were concerned, Sheyale Alo Ilon V'yitloshti. You may go up onto the tree and pull something off the tree. And the Mishnah Berurah explains over there that that would be an Issa Daraisa, and the person would be Chayv Chatas if he did this by accident. Now we go to Sif Hey, the last Sif in Reish Ayin Zayin. And the Mechaber writes, Mutter lichvos ka'ara agabi haner b'Shabbos. A person is permitted to place a utensil on top of a flame, on top of a candlestick on Shabbos, as we'll see, of course, that you're not going to put it out. You have to leave enough air coming out of the kli that the candle won't go out. Kidei shelo yechos ha'ara b'kora. And the reason you're doing this over here is because you don't want the light to disturb you for whatever the reason. Either it's going to disturb you, as we'll see, or the Mechaber tells us it's going to go and burn the beam above it. So the flame is getting out of hand, so you can cover it up in some way with a type of utensil that will not put the flame out. You won't extinguish the flame, but it will block it from burning up the beam above it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Simchat Chabez that this type of utensil or plate of some sort, this kara, is made out of cheres, this earthenware, which won't get very, very hot. Avol shel mateches, however, if you're going to use over here a metal type of a kli, also it's forbidden to place this over the fire because kiam chamamo chayav mishum mavir, because when it gets very hot, it's going to get a problem of mavir, which the Mishnah Berurah will explain doesn't literally have to get red hot, but even if it gets potentially to the point where it's hot and could get red hot, that's a potential problem of mavir. Unless, of course, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, im lo b'makom sheish locho shiyavo ayidei hadloka lidei sekhanes nefashos. If we're dealing at all here with bikuach nefashos, the fire is getting out of hand, it's going to burn down the house, or Rachman al-San kills somebody, mutu b'chol gada. Then, of course, it would be permissible to put it out even, and certainly to place something over on top of it that's a metal kli. The issue for number 44 brings down that the Chazon Ish says that even if it can't get to the point of being red hot, we have to be concerned that it's an Issa d'Rabbanan over here for it to get hot enough there would be yatzo lettuce bow. Now, not everybody agrees with this, as we'll see in a second. Now, there is another din that we have to understand first before we can explain why not everybody agrees with the Chazon Ish. And that is that we've already learned previously that you're allowed to go and place an inverted pot or pan on top of a blech or on top of a fire and then put the food on top of that. We learned in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. And the Mishnah Berurah there doesn't say, hey, how come there's no problem with the placement of this metal pot or pan on top of the fire? Over here it seems to be a problem. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal explains, Shadafka b'kviyas kara al ner, yesh locho shem matis adim amateches. Only when you're turning a plate over here on top of the fire directly are we concerned that it will get red hot. It would be a problem of havara. And that's because the flame is higher in this situation. As opposed to when we put an empty inverted pot on top of a oven, so then the bottom of the pot is distant from the fire and it will never get that hot that it can reach a point of being red hot. And here's what we see, that obviously this explanation, which is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't agree with the Chazon Ish's opinion that a person can't go and put something in a situation where it won't even get red hot, but it will just get hot enough to be yatzo lettuce bow. Certainly the inverted pot can get the yatzo lettuce bow, we're not concerned about it, so therefore that opinion of the Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree with the Chazon Ish over here. And in fact, this opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is held by Rav Moshe Feitzin Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, who says, "Mutu laniach pacha osui mimateches agabe eish b'ofan shalot islabin mateches," that you are allowed to put this inverted pot on the fire as long as it won't get red hot. And that means even if it would stay there all day, it won't get red hot. The fact that it would get red hot if it stayed there all day, then you're not allowed to remove it even before it gets red hot. That would be an isser over here of Havara. And this also is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Rav Osner Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chav Gimel writes, "The afal gav de no tel kli letzorach hakorah," even though you're putting the kli on there for the beam saving, in order that the beam shouldn't burn, this is permitted. Even though she'en oni tel b'Shabbos, even though the beam is not able to be moved on Shabbos, so you might have thought that you're not allowed to put a kli on top of something for the usage of something that can't be moved itself. So kaimalon, the kli nital, a utensil is allowed to be moved. Even though the benefit of moving that kli is for the benefit of a kli that itself can't be moved, as we will learn in Yitzhak Shem in Simen Shin Yod Sif Vav. Finally, the last Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chav Dalet, v'hu adinim osa b'shvil shekoshali einov oro shel haner. It doesn't have to be that you just want to prevent the fire from burning on the top beam. It could be because the light is bothering your eyes. Oh, for another reason, inyan acher, which the Be'er Heitev in Os Ches tells us would be, for example, if a person wanted to have relations with his wife and he wanted to cover up the light. And this is brought down in the name of the Marshal, and also the Taz, as can be seen in Shaar HaTzion, Os Chav Hei. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Ach yizoher," one has to be very careful, "laniach mat avir ben hakli laner," one has to be very careful that he doesn't extinguish the flame by putting this utensil on top of it, this earthenware utensil on top of the fire, it will get rid of all the oxygen, and the flame will go out. So you have to make sure that a little bit of air is able to get in there, otherwise, deim lochein ichave haner, otherwise you would be over an active kibbutz, which would not be allowed. This concludes Siman Reish Ayin Zayin. And now we begin with a very short Siman Reish Ayin Ches, but there are many, many Dirshu footnotes over here, so we'll see if we can get through the Mishnah Berurahs over here with the short line of the Mechaber and see what Dirshu footnotes we can get to as well. So Siman Reish Ayin Ches deals with the permissibility of putting out a flame on Shabbos for a sick person. This Siman is only a single line with one Sif, and the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Mutu l'chabos haner b'shul sheyishan hachole sheyesh bo sakana. It is permissible to extinguish a flame on Shabbos for a sick person who is in danger, who is at risk of losing his life, in order that the sick person should be able to sleep. That's the entire Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Ches. The Mishnah Berurah comments in Sivkot Nalef. Look in the Rambam. He says, Ayin in the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah, in the Pirush Mishnah, Yishakosa, who writes, the Dabko Bishi Epsha Lahotzi Achol Lamokam Acher. When you're allowed to extinguish the flame, when you don't have an alternative that's less of an Isser. Or, Ola Hastir Ha'or Mimen, or if there is no alternative over here, you have to cover up the light from where the sick person is. Moving him to another place won't help. And the Mishnah Berurah is explaining that the Rambam is telling us over here, Ayde Kviyas Kli Al Gabov, Uche Dileel, Besov Hasimen, Ayin Sham. And we're talking here that you're not actually extinguishing the flame, but you're covering it up, as we pointed out in the previous Simen. Oh, Ayde Hotso, Lechadar Acher. Or you're talking about that you're moving the person to another room, or taking the flame to another room. Because otherwise, it certainly would be preferable that you only do an Issa Derabbanan, a relatively lower Issa of moving Moksa, rather than extinguishing a flame, which was possibly an Issa Deraiso, as we can see in Dirshu footnote number 2, where he writes, even according to those that say it's only an Issa Derabbanan, it's a stricter Issa Derabbanan than other Issurim Derabbanan, Kivin Shalakol HaDeos Yesh Bo Tzadchiyah, because everybody agrees there is a problem over here. And we can see further, it says, Ein the Bir Halacha. If we look in the first Bir Halacha over here, Dibra Maskel Mutter, so the Chofetz Chaim writes, I just spoke about this in the Mishnah Berurah, where I copied the words of the Rambam. And he says, Vosafti Tevas Hachola. I added the word Hachola, that we're talking about a sick person over here, because obviously we're talking about a situation where we're dealing with a sick person, because otherwise why wouldn't you be able to have him move? He didn't see these words in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he said that the person can't be moved, wrote Salam, he's telling us over here, we're talking about that if you were to move the sick person would get sicker, as we will learn in Mirtz Hashem in Simen Tov Reishut Ches. Chavetz Chaim goes to a longer arichos, and he concludes towards the end of this bir halacha, mikomakom ledina nira lahachmir lekuli yama, that the bottom line is that the halacha is that one should be machmir. Hechad yesh lo eitzua cheres lahastira or ayadei kviyas kli chayotzi bazeh, if there is any alternative other than actually extinguishing the fire. For example, you can put a kli on it like we explained that won't extinguish the fire. That certainly would be preferable. Or any other thing that would be preferable than actually extinguishing the flame, because by extinguishing the flame, which albeit you have no real need to extinguish the flame, you just don't want the light. It is very close to being an Issa Torah. Therefore, the rabbis over here were much more machmir in this keyboard that you shouldn't do this unless there truly is no other alternative. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Beis, he writes, Ukishiyachetz achar kach, once the sick person gets up over here, you previously extinguished the light, as we just said, in a situation where there was no alternative, so now he needs light. Mutar lidlo kaner b'shvilo, you're now allowed to go and relight the candle for this sick person. Again, we're dealing here with a person who absolutely needs this light. He's a cholish yesh bo sakana, it's pikuach nefashos. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ubecholze im eino Yehudi mizum lefanav." If there is a non-Jewish person that's there, they have shalas so ayodo beli ichor. If there is the ability for the non-Jewish person to do this without any delay, yasal yodo, would be preferable to have the non-Jewish person light this flame. And these halachos, the Mishnah Berurah points out, are discussed in much greater detail in Simen Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Beis Behagah in the Ramah over there. If we have time, we'll get back to Dirshu Futz number 3 and 4, which discuss this in greater detail. But Kitzur Nimrots. Very briefly, this alludes to a famous machlokas as to whether it's preferable to have a non-Jewish person do malacha for a person who is in deathly need of having this malacha done, or should a Jewish person do this. And this deals with the alacrity and the zrizus needed to make sure that the sick person, chas v'shalom, doesn't have the worsening of his condition, rachmon l'tzlan, and die. So if there is absolutely no compromise in this ability to be done by the non-Jewish person, there's no doubt at all that it will be accomplished just as well, so then we paskin that it would be preferable to have the non-Jewish person do this. But if there's the shade of doubt at all, any doubt whatsoever, that it won't be done as well, so then mitzvah lasoso begodol b'Yisroel. Even the greatest Jewish person would be preferable to do this to make sure that we are doing absolutely what we're supposed to min ha-din, min ha-alocha, to preserve life at all costs. Even the greatest person should be mechalel Shabbos, rather than looking for a non-Jewish person that may cause a delay in this preventing the sick person from getting chas v'shalom worse and dying. Again, the issue foot number 4 talks about this in greater detail, as does Simen Shin Chav Ches. We'll see if we have time to go through this a little bit more at the end of the shiur. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel writes, Shepikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. As we all know, the famous principle that to save a life is Docha Shabbos, it's Docha Isurim in the Torah, with the exception of the three cardinal sins, Gilei Reish, Shvichas Domin, and Avodah Zarah. And these dina will also be learned Kedilikame Mesimin Shin Chav Ches. Dishavu number 5 alludes again to the same achlokas that we just talked about. Is it hutra etzel pikuach nefashos, or is it dechuya etzel pikuach nefashos? In other words, is it heter gomer, and therefore there is absolutely no concern how you do this, or is it only Shabbos is pushed aside because you need to do this, but it would be preferable if you don't mechalo Shabbos any more than is necessary? Mishnah Berurah continues here, and he says, V'wadin kishem yisrari mei listim. Likewise, it's not dealing with a sick person, but you're dealing with a concern that if the light is shining, robbers will know where you are, and these robbers are going to come and potentially kill you. Shalo yavo ala v'yargu. And therefore, one would be permitted to do the same thing with the light in this situation. If he has ve'elo eitzel ahaskir esar, there's no way he can cover up the light, so then, gamkin motu l'chabos. Again, this is essentially pikuach nefashos, and one would be allowed to put out the light in this situation as well. Now he brings down Vikosu Achronim, and this is brought down name of Tosefer Shabbos and Prima Godim, the Sharet Zion in Ospe says, Dehu Adin, that likewise the halach applies Bishul Acholesh, who Sothek Sakona. This sick person, it's not clear that he's in Sakona, but he might be. Gamken Mutu L'chabos, you can also put it out. We treat Sothek Pikuach Nefashos as Pikuach Nefashos. However, Abol Bishul Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana, but if we certainly and absolutely know that there is no danger over here, if you don't put out this light, he'll just be uncomfortable, but he will not worsen to the point where there's any risk of life, no risk at all, Asu L'chavos, and in this situation, you would not be allowed to extinguish the light. L'kuliyam, according to everybody. And even according to those poskim that hold the Ein Al Kibui Chiv Chatus, even those that say it's not an Issa Deraisa over here, why is it not an Issa Deraisa to extinguish a flame? Mishum Dahabi Malacha Shein Tzarich Lagufa. Because the only time it's an Issa Deraisa is if you need the action of putting out the flame. For example, you need the coals that will be created by pulling out the flame, or for some other reason, as we'll see in a second in the Mishnah Berurah. So that's called the Malacha Shein Tzarich Lagufa. You need the flame to be extinguished because you want the coals that will be created. But in this situation, you don't need anything. You just want the light out. So that's called the Malacha Shein Tzarich L'Gufa. And therefore, even though this is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, Afilu Hachi, Osim Edivei Sofrim, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and you're not allowed to do this unless there is a pressing need, such as a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, or even a Sofik Sakana. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Ulekach, Nikris Malacha Shein Tzarich L'Gufa. That's why it's called the Malacha Shein Tzarich L'Gufa, because Sharein Tzarich L'Tachlis Malacha, you don't really need that light being out. You just don't want the light on. You don't need that extinguishing itself for the purpose of extinguishing it. You want the light out for another reason. So the sick person can sleep. But theoretically, if he can sleep, you don't need the light out. So therefore, it's not that you want the light out, you want the sick person to sleep. Or, for example, the person really doesn't want the light out, but he just doesn't want to lose the money that would be entailed in having the light continue to burn. He doesn't want it all to burn out right now. Or, he's concerned about the candlestick over here, the earthenware candlestick, because the flame is burning too hot and he doesn't want it to get warped or ruined. Or likewise, he doesn't want to lose all of his firewood. Or he doesn't want a flame to spread and destroy his property and he'll have a financial loss. All of these situations of extinguishing are also midrabbanan, but they're not yisurim deraisa because they're mikre eino tzarich l'gufa, because you don't need the actual extinguishing. Shari eino mechabe l'tachlis l'mlocha atzma. You don't really need that light out. You just don't want the consequences of having the light on. This applies to other malachas as well. For example, a person who digs a hole doesn't need the dirt. The malacha is over here that you dug a hole. The chayiv b'bayis, and in the house you chayiv mishum bone, because it's called building. Because it's called plowing. But if you don't need the hole, heavy malacha shein tzarich l'gufa, then it's not something that you need, and therefore it's not considered as a deraisa. So too, ve'en l'chol kibui yatzarech l'gufo, the only type of kibui that's called that you need it, is l'alashuv mechabe eitzim kidei lasos me'en pechomim. It's when you're having the firewood over here and you're going to create coals. That lows yatzarech l'gufo mlocha. That's why you want to extinguish it, so you'll have hot coals. Shari yev shol lasos pechomim lo shi'chabe, because you can't have coals unless the flame goes out. V'chein shu mechabe sapsilo. Likewise, if you extinguish the wick over here, v'nei shetzarech l'havva, because you want to have it go and light easily the next time, so that's why you're extinguishing it, so it'll light easily the next time. It will light much better when you now relight it. The cause is this that we just brought down over here, this melacha shesricha legufa, is according to most poskim. However, the Rambam posing the melacha shesricha legufa chayavla. He disagrees and says you are chayav for this. And even those poskim that we brought down is a kaviyah chomer mishar isa derabbanan, as I already pointed out. Even though it's an isa derabbanan, it's stricter than other shvus, other derabbanans, given the eshbo tzad chiyav lukul yalma, because everybody agrees in some way that this is wrong. So that concludes over here the Mishnah Berurah on Siman Reish Ayin Ches. We unfortunately do not have time to go through the Dir Shifut number 4. Ayin Shom, it's certainly worthwhile to read through those dinim as to what is allowed to be done on Shabbos, by who, whether preferable by a non-Jewish person or by the biggest Rav. That concludes today's Shir.